Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Leadership That Gets the Job Done podcast, episode number 48. Our Bible passage for this episode is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. And we always start out with the Word of God because that is the foundation of everything that we do and everything that we say. The Bible reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." Our leadership quote for this episode is from Jack Welch. He said, "Before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others." In this podcast, we are using two books as our texts: Spiritual Leadership, Moving People On to God's Agenda by Henry and Richard Blackaby, and Everyone Communicates, Few Connect by John Maxwell. Lord willing, we'll have a third book back in the mix next week. Please remind me if I forget. We did have a book by Andy Stanley. It was suggested to us, and we had it on the roster. But then Andy Stanley started preaching heresy, and we had to drop him and his book. Be that as it may, our topic today is part 7 of chapter 3, The Leader's Preparation: How God Develops Leaders, from Spiritual Leadership, Moving People On to God's Agenda by Henry and Richard Blackaby. He continues, "Events beyond a person's control can produce the same effect as failures. They can either crush an aspiring leader or develop the character and resolve within emerging leaders that enables them to reach greater heights in the future. Julius Caesar is suspected to have had epilepsy. Teddy Roosevelt endured severe asthma as a child and was considered too frail and sickly to attend school. As a young man, he lost both his beloved mother, Mitty, to typhoid fever, and his loving wife, Alice, to childbirth on the same day, February the 14th, 1884. This left the future president so stunned and disoriented, he wrote in his diary, "The light has gone out of my life." Robert E. Lee lost everything he owned, as well as numerous loved ones and friends during the Civil War. Franklin Roosevelt, considered one of America's most successful 20th century presidents, contracted debilitating polio as an adult that left him in a wheelchair. In surveys of historians judging American presidents based on 10 leadership qualities, the top five have consistently been Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt, George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt, and Harry Truman. It has been said Franklin Roosevelt was able to transform his humiliations into triumphs. He allegedly quipped, "If you have spent 6 months on your back trying to move your little toe, nothing seems difficult." John F. Kennedy constantly felt the painful effects of Addison's disease and was administered last rites 4 times as an adult. He continued to live by complicated daily combinations of pills and injections. Mahatma Gandhi was imprisoned numerous times and survived several attempts on his life before he was assassinated. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., an ardent admirer of Gandhi, had multiple threats against his life and was frequently imprisoned. According to one study cited by Howard Gardner, 60% of major British political leaders lost a parent in childhood. 60% of major British political leaders lost a parent in childhood. Wise leaders do not become discouraged by crisis, but rather they build on them, knowing these experiences are likely catalysts for their greatest personal growth. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, Lord, help us to take our tests, our tribulations, our problems, and turn them into victories and triumphs for your glory, your praise, and your honor. And Lord, help us to never let anything keep us down. Help us to fight and to do your will. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you happened upon us today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the free pardon of your sins, here's how you can trust him as your Savior today and be saved from sin, a miserable life, and from hell to heaven. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. So have I. Welcome to the club. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin, and we go to hell. Our soul goes to hell if we never trust Christ as Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never believed on Jesus Christ at some point in your life for your salvation, we're not talking about church membership. We're not talking about shaking the preacher's hand or the right hand of fellowship or even getting baptized. None of those things will save you. Except the fact that you're on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul." but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. God does not want you to go to hell. In fact, God did not create hell for you. He created hell for the devil and his angels. That's the bad news. Hell is the bad news. But I have some good news for you, uttered by the same Jesus Christ who told you about hell. Jesus Christ said, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," his name is Jesus Christ, "that whosoever believeth in him," who trusts in Christ, "should not perish," that is, in hell, "but have everlasting life in heaven with God." All you have to do, dear friend, is just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved from going to hell. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, dear friend, if you want to be saved today, believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, and pray and ask him to save you. And I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. I prayed it some 40 years ago, and my life has never been the same. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have broken your commandments and your laws. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.